Haushofer became the first ranking Nazi to form relationships with South American governments in anticipation of a war with America. These relationships would prove instrumental in the later escape of war criminals from Europe. Haushofer, as a professor at the University of Munich, worked out Hitler's policy of Lebensraum, living space, for a hemmed-in Germany. Although he gained a reputation as the man behind Hitler, Haushofer's views on geopolitics were largely accepted by Hitler, but only after they came from the mouth of Hess. "I was only able to influence Hitler through Hess," he told his American captors in 1945. Both Hess and Haushofer first met Hitler at one of the beer hall meetings of the German Workers' Party. During the abortive beer hall putsch of 1923, when the new Nazi Party tried to seize power in Bavaria, Hess was at Hitler's side. When the coup failed, Hess drove off to Austria, where he was sheltered by members of a paramilitary wing of the Thule Society. Voluntarily returning to Germany, Hess joined Hitler in Landsberg prison after being convicted of conspiracy to commit treason. Due to the political climate at the time, both men were released within a year. During their months of imprisonment, Hess became a close confidant to Hitler and helped produce Hitler's book, Mein Kampf. Hess edited, rewrote, and organized the book so extensively that some researchers believe he should have been credited as co-author. "As far as I know, Hess actually dictated many chapters of that book," Haushofer told interrogators in 1945. Following the reorganization of the Nazi Party in 1925, Hess became Hitler's private secretary. He moved upward through other major party positions until 1933, shortly after Hitler became Chancellor of Germany when he was appointed Deputy Führer. It was Hess who initiated the Heil Hitler salute and was the first to call Hitler Mein Führer. Furthermore, as a member of the Geheimer Kabinettsrat, the Nazi Secret Cabinet Council, and the Ministerial Council for the Defense of the Reich, Hess was well aware of the secret work to develop a German atomic bomb. Proof of this knowledge came during an interview with Britain's Home Secretary, Sir John Simon, following his flight to England. "One day, sooner or later, this weapon will be in our hand, and I can only say that it will be more terrible than anything that has gone before," Hess revealed.